plate a potential nugget.
Amit, how did you think about allocating time and money to the social impact world?
So we have actually four verticals that we focus on. Our oldest vertical is education. And in education, we have basically anchored, I'm a founder of Ashoka, that and I sit on its governing board. We've also built a few schools. We've also been very involved in building the Design for Change movement with Kiran Sethi. Then our second vertical is health. In health, we've been involved in building a children's hospital, SRCC Children's Hospital, which Devi Shetty runs. Our third vertical is capacity building for the social sector. That's something that I'm very passionate about. I've always believed that you can't build a sector unless you actually build leaders. So we basically run two major programs, two major initiatives in the social sector. One is four platforms for building social sector leaders, two in partnership with DASRA, called Leadership Potential, Accelerator Potential, one in three-way partnership with Harvard, Ashoka, and DASRA on Ashoka's campus called SNMI, and one where we send exceptional leaders from India every year to Boston at Harvard Business School. Between these, we train about 200 social sector leaders every year. So there's a set of programs that we run for social sector leadership training every year. The theory there is, over a 10-year period, hopefully about 2,000 leaders will get trained in the sector. And then we have a set of initiatives that we run in about 25 what we call breakout not-for-profits, where we make targeted investments in their capacity. These are essentially things where donors will not fund anything which is non-plan. Things like, training, MIS, hiring a
central cost.
Anything central. So we'll basically make all those investments which will help them break out. So you saw Olympic Gold Quest. So we make, we funded their chief operating officer's cost so that Birin can focus on things that matter. So things like that. So we handle about 25 exceptional NGOs out of this office who we've worked with over a long period of time to help them scale by making such investments in them. And then within capacity building, we also do promotion of philanthropy through a bunch of other targeted investments we've done over time. And then our fourth vertical, where I actually spend most of my time, is in water sustainability with farmers and village transformation, which is all basically rural initiatives where we are actually working on a mission to make Vidarbha and Marathawada, most of Maharashtra, drought-proof over the next 4 years.
And given sort of the universe of problems to be addressed, and finiteness of time, how have you thought about A, which causes to go after, and B, the mode of intervention, high touch versus investing versus mentorship versus boards?
Yeah. So it's actually evolved over time. Water has been the one, is the one which I'm most actively personally involved with. And that has come up mainly because it's something that touched my heart and, directly. And I realized that it was something which was completely solvable. It was a man-made problem. And I figured that if there was a intervention which, if we focused on, we could, eliminate the problem. So, I decided to put as much of my time and money behind it. So that's how I've basically got completely involved with it. And, you know, capacity building, again, because of kind of a business approach to things, it just seemed like when, you know, we started allocating our capital, we decided to talk to a lot of leaders and went and said, we have a finite amount of capital and there's so many problems to solve. What would be the best return on capital? And so when we spoke to multiple people, you know, one person told us that actually for anyone like you who's willing to put high risk capital, who's looking for highest return on capital, this is the best area.
And return defined in terms of?
As social return on capital. This is the best area to put capital in. This was many years ago. And so we actually decided to allocate capital to that. And education and health are actually legacy investments for us. But we landed up seeding two institutions in that area mainly. Most of the investment in that area is two investments, Ashoka and the hospital. But they are legacy investments, which both are institutions dear to our heart. And so, but and those are two legacy investments, which my wife and I both love and we've supported.
I come across several leaders who want to have a sense of purpose around their lives, but struggle to find coherent answers towards the two questions. Where should I contribute and how should I contribute? The answer, I guess, is extremely specific to the unique context of the individual, and more specifically, how much of money and time is available for deployment. If this topic is of interest, you might want to listen to Nugget 15.08 from Vedika Bhandarkar, where she talks about how she moved from the world of investment banking to the world of social impact at water.org. You might also find the Nugget 22.05 from Meher Padamji Relevant, where she talks about her approach to philanthropy. Thank you for listening. If you find the content purposeful and want to be updated whenever we upload new content, please sign up for the newsletter at playtopotential.com. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of content that is covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. I've tried to capture the key takeaways from our various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines, from people such as Zia Modi, Nanda Nilekani, Vishy Anand, Vijay Amrutraj, Rama Bijapurkar, Amish Tripathi, Vinita Bali and the like. For more, please visit playtopotential.com, where the content is organized by nuggets and they're tagged by themes so that you could get perspectives from multiple individuals on a topic you care about. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, or wherever else you get your podcast. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate the show and share a review. It will help others discover it.